Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you that because of all that you have done, reviving us, raising us up to be seated in heavenly places, so that in this time we can experience your goodness, the living reality. So thank you for the privilege of knowing you. And thank you. Your coming is as certain as the dawn. You're a very present help in the time of need. So we thank you. Thank you for your great love upon us and your working in our hearts, shining your light into our hearts by your Spirit so that we can know you, experience you, be aware of you, speak about you, and experience you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 5 from verse 43 and 4. You've heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who hurt you.
Hallelujah. You see, what's the difference between now and for the ancestors, the people in the old covenant, the Jewish people, the sons of Abraham, where it said to them, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. And now it says to us, love your enemies and pray for those that hurt us. Is perfection has come. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has moved and brought about a perfect covenant. And we were all enemies. And as we saw in yesterday's, some of the scriptures we shared there, that the seed had fallen into the ground now to bear fruit according to his kind, not our kind, not carnal man, not old covenant man, new covenant man. And that's the reality. And that's why it's so important we had to die. We had to die to what we believed is right and all the things, our self-righteousness and our unrighteousness, and now agree with God. Know that we were enemies at one time as well, but God's love drew us. And it's so beautiful. We can see that in Hosea, in the prophetic word. It says, come, let us know the Lord. Let us draw close to the Lord, for he will heal us because he has raised us up to be seated with him. And on the third day, he will raise us up. And we can now live in his presence because he comes like the, just as much as the dawn comes, so he comes like the rain. So there was a time where we knew Jesus in the flesh. The disciples, before they became new creations, born again of the Spirit, they knew him in the flesh. But then they had to know him in the Spirit as Paul got to know him. And this is the same way we've got to know him. We've got to get to know him. It's now just stay in tune and know he, and know that he loved us while we were yet enemies. And now, knowing his power, knowing his great love, we also pray for those out there that are being used by the enemy. And sometimes we can feel sympathy for Satan's small minions, you know, the petty thieves and criminals. But then we our hearts are hardened towards, you know, the Owens is being used powerfully by Satan. And I go right up now to the so-called kings of this world, the deceived rulers, as we see in Psalm 2. So we need to pray for them all, because just as God, I mean, you think of it, God came through his children, through Daniel and his friends. And what happened? They overthrew the greatest kingdom at that time, Babylon, with the love of God, with God being with them, with God leading them, with them holding on to their God. They shone like lights there. And that even the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, could get saved. And that's the God we serve. So we pray, Father God, that you deal with these deceived enemies, these deceived puppets, Lord, the big ones, the ringleaders, and then you deal with all their puppets again in the government and in every area. They are bringing destruction, bringing the deception. Lord, deal with them, bring them to their knees as you brought us to our knees. And then, Father God, wake them up, Lord. Revive them, Father God, for the purpose of their children, for the purpose of all the other puppets, that they all can wake up, that there is one God, there is one Savior, there is one faith, there is one body of believers are called out once, the ecclesia, and there's one baptism into being a part of that body, and that is through Jesus Christ, Lord. So thank you for working mightily in these times, Lord, and letting our light shine, that we can be like our big brother, that we can walk in his footsteps, and we can partake of the beauty of the wonderful love that you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.